So this is a new story. We're in Nilachala. It's 500 years ago. So let's go there. When we rest at night, we dream. And when we dream, we go to all different kinds of places. And we're unconscious and we have no control. We don't know. Before we take rest, we don't know where we're going. We may take rest in India and dream of being in France or in Bombay or any place. Because this is the nature of the situation. We have no control over our dreams. But we go to other places and we experience other things and people and sights and smells and tastes, and it's all very real and we're really into it. And even we wake up and we say, wow, what a dream, and that was great, or that was horrible, or that was frightening, that was amazing, etc. Well, similarly, now we're conscious. We have some free will and control over the movements of our mind and our bodies. So now let's consciously and willfully go to Nilachala. This is a matter of, this is what meditation is all about. We want to meditate on Astakali Alila. We want to meditate on Sevakund, Nidiban, Rasastali, this Yogapit, or Radhakund, or the Kunjas, etc., or the Sakis, Lalitananda Kunj. And then we want to do seva there. So it's a conscious direction. We direct our minds consciously. So now we say, all right, it's not some joke that we say, let's go to Nilachala, or it's not some cute little phrase. We literally mean it. We actually mean it. We should think, I'm not in Noida, I'm not in Delhi, I'm not in Goregaon, Bombay, etc. Then we go to sleep and we forget wherever we are, isn't it? And we go to some place. So that's out of our control. But this is in our control, so let's forget. Forget the husband, wife, children, everything. And go to Nilachala Dham. And let's turn the times back 500 years. It's 500 years ago and Mahaprabhu is in Puri and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is there and King Pratap Rudra and Haridas and all the great devotees, Gadadhara Pandit and Jagannanda Pandit. So many devotees are there. And we want to be there also. Hinamate Sri Gora Sundara Nilachale Rahilena Kirtana Vihara Kutuhale. Sri Gora Sundara enjoyed his pastimes of Kirtan while staying in Nilachala. Kirtan Bihar. We have Rasa Bihari Sham. Rasa Bihari Sham. Sham Sham. Sri Nanda Nandana Sham. So this is Rasa Bihari. Bihar. He's enjoying the Rasa. So Gauranga Mahaprabhu is also enjoying Ras. Kirtan Ras. Kirtan Rasa Bihar in Nilachala. Nilachale Janmi Lajateka Anuchar. Save Chini Lena Nija Pranera Ishvar. Gauranga's, all of Gauranga's associates who appeared in Nilachala gradually recognized the Lord of their life. Save Chini Lena Nija Pranera Ishvara. So the different associates of the Lord, they came from different places. Pratap Rudra was there, and Ramananda Roy came from Madras. And devotees came from Benares, and so many places from all over India, and they collected over there. And Nilachala, they came from Navadvip and East Bengal, and they collected around the Lord and associated with the Lord. And gradually, one way or the other, they came to understand that Gauranga is actually their Ishvara, Pranishvara. Pranishvara Gauranga. Pranishvari Radha. Krishna's Pranishvari. Who is the Lord of, who is the controller of the prana of Sham? It's Radharani. Sham Pranishvari Radha. Sri Pradyumna Mishra Krishna Premara Sagar. Atma Pada Janre Dila Sri Gora Sundar. Vrindavandas Thakur is mentioning some of those great devotees who came there from different parts of India to be with the Lord. One of them was, two of them are mentioned in the next two verses. Pradyumna Mishra was an ocean of ecstatic love for Krishna, Krishna Prem Sagar. Sri Gaurasundar personally gave him shelter at his lotus feet, Atmaparadila. Atmaparadila, he gave his feet. Atmapada means he gave himself, his Atmapada, gave shelter at his feet. Paramananda Mahapatra Mahashai, Janratana Sri Chaitanya Bhakti Rasamai. Now he mentions another devotee. Paramananda Mahapatra Mahashaya was filled with mellows of devotional service to Lord Chaitanya, Bhakti Rasamai, Kashi Misha Parama Vivala Krishna Ras, Apane Rahila Prabhu Janhara Avase. Kashi Misha was greatly overwhelmed in the mellows of love for the Lord Krishna. The Lord personally stayed in his house. Kashi Misha, he stayed in Gambira. Gambira is a small room in the house of Kashi Misra. Kashi Misra is a superintendent of the temple. So he had a large house near the temple, so he arranged for the Lord to stay there. He mata prabhu sarva britya kari sange niravadi gonayena sankirtana range. In this way, Gauranga and all his servants constantly enjoyed pastimes of sankirtan. Jata jata udasina Sri Chaitanya Das Sabikari Lena Asi Nila Chalevas. All the renounced servants of Lord Chaitanya gradually came and took up residence in Nilachala. Nityananda Prabhuvara Parama Udham Sarva Nilachale Brahme Mahajotirdham. Nityananda Prabhu was the most magnanimous and effulgent. He wandered all over Nilachala. So he's naming. Vrindavan Das Thakur started this by saying that devotees of the Lord, no matter where they lived around India, different countries at that time, it was different countries of India, they, and you can imagine what this means actually, that they all lived somewhere else, they had their houses, they had their estates, they had their businesses, they had their occupations, engagements, family members and relatives. And when Lord Chaitanya took up residence, because he was wandering around for some time, but when it was understood that he was going to stay there without wandering anymore for at least 18 years continuously, after 6 years wandering around India, and even before that, so many devotees started to, they just packed up and moved over there, wherever they were. They weren't thinking, oh, how can we go there? How can we live in the holy dham? How can we live in the holy dhamma in Nilachala? What about our families? What about our relatives, our land holdings, our business, our engagements? Because it's simply saying, a simple statement saying that they, the people, they all gathered there. They all collected around the Lord. All his servants constantly enjoyed. They gradually came and took up residence. That means they were residing somewhere else. Residing somewhere else means a lot of things. Wherever you live, there's a whole life going on. And so it's very significant that all these great devotees that came, they gave up their residence where they formerly lived, and they came to live with the Lord. Because they want association, and they want to live in a holy place with the Lord. So you can just see, you can see that this principle of sacrificing to gain the wealth of association with the Lord and his devotees, let's say, is a standard in Gaudiya Vaishnavism. The Lord Chaitanya, his associates, they gave up their residence and they came to Nilachala because they realized that wherever we live, it can't compare to living with the Lord and living in the holy dhamma in Nilachala. So that we're applying, now even today we're applying the same principle. We're telling devotees, give up your residence, come live with the Lord. Govardhan is the Lord. Sakshat Hari. If you live in Vrindavan, there are some temples here and there, and you're living with them in one sense, but here, this is Govardhan. We're living directly with the Lord. As they were living in Nilach with Lord Chaitanya, we're living in Govardhan with Govardhan, with Giridhari Shyam, Krishna. In Vrindavan, you may have a deity in your house, so you can say, I have my deity in my house, I'm living with the Lord. Or the deities in a temple, and I go and visit them. But the fortune of living at Govardhan, he's right there. The Govardhan Prikumarg is right there. That means on the other side of the Prikumarg, on that hill, that Tila, that's also Govardhan Hill. So they're Brijvasis. And Brijvasis, Krishna was a Brijvasi, obviously. And he walked on Govardhan Hill. Brijvasis can walk on Govardhan Hill. When we were looking for a place to buy, we had to think very deeply. We didn't want to be anywhere inside the Prikumarg, because that's clearly defined that inside this Prikumarg is Giriraj. And you can create some false arguments. Oh, it's not visible here, or this isn't Giriraj, this is Atila. Govardhan Hill starts at Manasi Ganga, or Govardhan Hill starts, then what is this Prikumarg? It's imaginary? It's just an exercise walk? It's the Prikumarg around the Govardhan. Govardhan Hill was yojans and yojans high. So some places he felt the separation more, so he disappeared more. He's Giriraj and Giridhari. He's Krishna and a devotee. So Radhakund is Radharani. So Giridhari Krishna felt so much separation from Radharani near Radhakund that, because Radhakund had two eyes of Giriraj. And so then he's disappeared here more, because the pain of separation is greater, closer to the source. Closer to the sun, then if you take Giriraj as the devotee, then the devotee feels so much separation. And Radhakund, how much separation devotees feel. But you go to Dangati and you go down there, it's far from Radhakund. So Govardhan is coming up. Ah, doesn't feel the pain of separation. Because Radhakund is Radharani. And he says, oh, Radharani and Shyam, they've left. Oh, I can't bear it. And then Giriraj goes, why the differential height? Everything has a reason. There's differential height. One place he looks like he's 100 feet tall. An Anyur village, he's 100 feet tall. From ground level to the top, 100 feet. Of course, he was hundreds of yojanas previous times. But here you can't. He's Gupta. He's Rahasya. You can't find. There's no cause. There's a cause. Everything has a cause, but Krishna has no cause. There's no cause to Krishna's leela. No. Why? Oh, there was a curse by Palatsya Muni, cursed Giriraj when he was carrying him, when he set him down here, that you'll sink into the ground a mustard seed every day, this, that. Okay, fine. But he said, you'll sink over here more and you'll sink over here less. He didn't say that. He was speaking to the whole Giriraj. He was speaking to Giriraj. Giriraj, you're not coming with me, then I curse you. You'll disappear. So the Prikumarg inside there is Govardhan. Because when we were thinking of looking at a place, we were looking at a place, there's two houses on Shamakon side. Opposite Mahavira's Baitak. And we were looking at those, and we thought, wait a minute, this is inside the Prikumarg. That means I'm on Giriraj. Radhakund is Giriraj. It's like that Srinathji Ashram is outside. I'm outside. You're inside. In other words, if Radhakund is the eyes of Govardhan and the Prikumarg is going like this, and I'm in the, that means I'm on Govardhan. So we're allowed to go on Govardhan to take baths, so maybe they take it. We go there and we take baths. We do Prikumarg and we walk across the Sangam. And when they dug out the Radhakund, what did they find? They found hundreds of Govardhan Shilas. So the point is that to live at Govardhan means we're living with the Lord as the devotees. So I'm saying, come from everywhere, live in Govardhan. Oh, Vrindavan's nicer. What did Govardhan Sakshat? Vrindavan is the Leela Stali of the Lord. I agree. It's the Leela Stali. Seva Krishna Nidhivan Rasa Stali and Jamuna. Well, if you take out the Murtis and you take, you know, then how can, where is the Krishna aspect? The form of Krishna. You follow? Mm-hmm. But here you can't take out the Govardhan. He's right there. It's a Leela Stali plus the Sakshat Rupa of the Lord. Hiraja Sakshat Sri Krishna and Radha, many as Yugal. Basically all of them are Yugal. All Govardhan, my Govardhan Shila is Yugal, yours is not. Like some people get two because they have that bhav. They want to worship the yellow one is Radha and the darker one is Krishna. But every Govardhan Shila is Radha and Krishna. And if you see, you look minutely, then you'll find some indication. Oh, there's Radharani's footprint, there's Radharani's color, there's Radharani's this, that. Some are more prominent and obvious, and some are less. Because Govardhan, if he's the greatest devotee, is he the greatest devotee? Yes. Haridas Varya? Who's the greatest devotee? Radharani. The greatest devotee of Hari is Radharani. So if Giridhari is the greatest devotee, and he's Krishna, that means he's the greatest devotee plus Krishna, yes? So the greatest devotee of Krishna is Radha. Radharani herself is proclaiming that I am in Giriraj. In the Venugit. You know that verse? Venugit, Haridas Varya, first line. It's in Venugit. And then Radharani is speaking this verse and she says, oh Haridas, oh Govardhan, you're such a great devotee of the Lord. You provide sitting places, you provide caves, you provide fruits and flowers and nectar drinks. Well, that can also, all those descriptions of seva, you provide nice grass on your body for the cows. All the descriptions of different sevas that Radharani is glorifying Govardhan for rendering to Hari, and therefore she's saying you're Haridas Varya, you're the greatest of the devotees of Hari, also apply to Radharani. Radharani is serving the cows with cows. Go means senses. Radharani is serving. Radharani says, oh Govardhan, you're serving. You're offering him nice caves to sleep. You're offering grass for the cows. You're offering nectar to drink. You're offering flowers and fruits. Okay, you see the list is there. Now you take each one of these things, it also applies to Radharani. And because she says cows, so cows, and she uses go. Go means senses, and go means Govinda. So Radharani, Haridas Varya, Haridasi Varya, Haridas Varya, you Radharani, who are speaking this verse, you're actually speaking about yourself. And you're the greatest devotee of Hari, and who's going to deny that? Will anyone deny that Radharani is the greatest devotee of Hari? No one. And you are serving Krishna with the hairs on your body. It says with your grasses, you're nourishing the cows. With the hairs on your body, you're nourishing Govinda. When they stand up in ecstasy, when he embraces you, and he thrills with the touch of the hairs of your body, and you're offering the flowers of your smiles, and you're offering the fruits of your kisses, and you're one by one like this, you're offering the caves and so many things, it all applies to Radharani. So by this understanding, one realizes, or one has realized, that. In Govardhan, any Govardhan Shila, Radharani is also there. Because she is at Haridas Varya. So sometimes people say, oh, you know, I worship Girirani. I worship my Govardhan Shila as Girirani. Okay, you're accenting the Shakti aspect and not the Shaktiman. But everywhere it says that Govardhan is Krishna. But you want to, your bhav is such, you want to emphasize Girirani. Yes? But the tattva is that the truth is that every Govardhan Shila is Radha and Krishna Yuga. Do you understand? Your Bhav is you want to stay with East Krishna, and I want another one for Radharani. So I have Yulu, Amor Shaming Giridhari Sham, Shama Sham. And I always understood that. I had a painting to represent the presence of Radharani, but that came later. She came in 96 or so on, whatever. But she was already there, and I saw that painting, so, oh, okay. You come. Because the Gunjamala is a representation of Radharani. That Chitramurti is a representation of Radharani. When Gauranga Mahaprabhu was bathing, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, of course, is in Radha Bhav, when he was bathing to go over to Anshila, which he gave to, or whom he gave to Raghunath Das Goswami, he used to put the Gauranga Mahaprabhu used to put the Gunjamala around his neck with the bhav that he was taking shelter of Radha's mood, of bhav, or love, to worship Krishna Giridhari. So in one sense, the Gunjamala represents Radharani, but in another sense, it represents her Seva Bhav. And then once he had taken shelter of that Seva Bhav, then Gauranga Mahaprabhu would cry and prame and then bathe Giridhari with his prame ashru, which means Radharani's tears of love. That's the ultimate Abhishek. to bathe Giriraj, Giridhari with the tears of love. So the principle, we're talking about a principle in detail. The principle is devotees want to live with the Lord, directly with the Lord, to see the Lord, to associate with the Lord, perform sakirtan for the Lord. So when we live in Govardhan, we see the Lord, Giriraj, and we associate with Him, we pray to Him, we worship Him, and we do sankirtan for Him. In His association, we do sankirtan. Now, he's described some of the Lord's wonderful devotees and what their qualities are. One is a Krishna Prema Sagar, an ocean of Krishna Prema. And another is a Bhakti Rasamai. he's like saturated Bhakti Ras. That's Paramananda Puri, Paramananda, he's a sannyasi, and he's saturated with Bhakti Rasa Maya. And Pradyumna Mishra is a Brahmin, a married Brahmin, Grihastha, and he's a Krishna Prema Sagar. And Kashi Mishra, he's a married Brahmin, another Brahmin, Mishra. And he's one devotee was Bhakti Rasa Maya, he was absorbed and he was saturated. But what about, now let's go one step higher. Well, Kashi Mishra was Parma Vival Krishna Rasi. He was not only in a Bhakti Ras, he was in a Krishna Bhakti Ras. Krishna Bhakti Ras, and he was so much deep into it, as they say, or experiencing it, that he was completely, transcendentally vival, overwhelmed in the mellows of love for Krishna. So one was, he was full of Bhakti Ras. Okay, but I'm containing myself and I'm alright. I'm a sannyasi, Paramananda, Bhakti Rasamayav. The other one was, he was vival, he was overwhelmed, he was bewildered, he was couldn't contain himself. He was lost in the highest ecstasies of relishing Krishna Bhakti Ras. And this is an example of three servants. And then he says, and then Lord Chaitanya said, now, last but not least, let me describe one other devotee that came to live with me in Puri. And I think you've all probably heard about this devotee, but I've been telling you about all the different devotees that come to join me here in Puri, Lord Chaitanya is speaking. And now let's hear about one very extraordinary devotee. So then he says, Nityananda Prabhu Vara Parama Udham Sarvanila Chale Brahme Mahajyotir Dham. Nityananda Prabhu was most magnanimous and effulgent. Mahajyotir Dham. He wandered all over Nilachala. Sarva Nilachali Brahme. Mahajyotir Dham. There's one slight problem in this verse. It didn't translate the whole thing. He says, he translated Sarva Nilachale Brahme and Mahajyotir Dham. He was Oh, okay, magnanimous. Parama Udham. Parama Udham means he was most magnanimous and kind and generous and effulgent. Mahajyoti Udham. He was the language in English is so flat. You take the phrase Mahajyotir Dham and it becomes effulgent. I mean, effulgent, how many words in Hindi or Sanskrit or Bengali can say effulgent? So Mahajyoti, so we say, like I said Jyoti, I said the word Jyoti. So it's Mahajyotir Dham. Dham means he was a whole abode, he was a whole village, country, a whole abode of Jyoti, the greatest effulgence, the greatest, most inconceivable. He was not only he was effulgent. Oh yeah, he was really effulgent. Doesn't really do it justice. The English is false so flat. He was an entire unlimited abode of brilliance or radiance, or isn't it? Niravadi parananda rase unamata lakite na parikeya avigyata tatva. Nityananda Mahaprabhu was always intoxicated by the mellows of transcendental ecstasy. So one was Parama Vivalu. He was very much overwhelmed, but he wasn't mad. Okay, I'm a little overwhelmed, but mad, intoxicated in madness, because mata means intoxicated. Mata means mad, intoxicated. Unmad. So it's unamata. In the highest pitch of loving ecstasy, he was absorbed so much that he was always intoxicated. Parananda rase. No one could understand Nityananda's incomprehensible glories. Avigyata tatva. No one could read the situation. Sadai japena nam Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Svapnayo nahika Nityananda mukhyanya. Nithai constantly chanted, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, 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 Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Nityananda Mahaprabhu ki. Even in his dreams, he would not say anything else but Sri Krishna Chaitanya. What did Haridas Thakur chant when he left his body? Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Mahaprabhu placed his lotus feet on the chest of Haridas, per the request of Haridas. And then what happened? When Haridas clutched those feet with his two hands and pressed them against his chest, and then he locked his gaze in the eyes of Lord Chaitanya, the bumblebees of his eyes were drinking deeply the lotus, the nectar from the beautiful golden lotus face of Lord Gauranga. And then in that situation, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, gave up his body. Now, Haridas Thakur and Nityananda Prabhu were fast friends, and they were preaching buddies, companions. So they would go out every day together, and go from house to house, knock on the door, and humbly beg the people, Krishna Shiksha, Krishna Vajra, Krishna Bolo, Krishna Shiksha, Koro. Worship Krishna, chant Krishna's name, and follow Krishna's instructions, teachings in Bhagavad Gita. So this means that when they were going together, Sri Lord Nityananda, as he's doing in Nilachal, he was also doing in Navadvip, wandering everywhere saying, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, and his preaching partner was chanting right along with him. Because when devotees get together, they chant Sankirtan. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, like people walk around, people, for example, walk around, go around hill, and they say, Radhe Radhe, Radhe Radhe, Radhe Radhe, Radhe Radhe. One person chants, and everybody says, Radhe Radhe. Radhe Shyam, Radhe Shyam, Radhe Shyam. They chant Sankirtan. One leads, ten follow this, that. So this was a very familiar mantra. They're preaching to everyone to worship Krishna. And sometimes they would say, Bhaja Gauranga, Kaha Gauranga, Loha Gauranga, Namari. Worship Gauranga, chant Gauranga's name. Bhaja Gauranga, take Gauranga into your heart. So even in his dream, he wouldn't say anything else. Yena Ramachandra Lakshmanera Rati Mati Se Mata Nitya Sri Chaitanya Priti. Nitya's love for Lord Chaitanya was like the love and attachment that Lakshman had for Ramachandra. That's not surprising, since he is Lakshman. Nityananda Prasade Se Sakala Samsar Adyapya Gaya Sri Chaitanya Avatar. By the mercy of Lord Nityananda, the entire world is now singing the glories of Lord Chaitanya. That's a fact. Nityananda Prasade Se Sakala Samsara. No one can understand how prophetic. This is called the prophecy. The prophecy. The prophecies. The Bible has a whole chapter called the prophecies. Prophecies of the prophet. You heard of the prophet? Prophet is someone that professes. He professes, he distributes a higher spiritual illumination and truth. So here, 500 years ago, before Prabhupada appeared, we can see this verse is indicating Srila Prabhupada. Anti Lila chapter 5, verse 220, is all about Srila Prabhupada. Vrindavan Das, it's called foreshadowing. Foreshadowing? Telling the future? Showing the future? Foretelling. Foretelling. Thank you. Foretelling the future. That's a prophecy. An ear so-and-so, this will happen. It's a prophecy. What does it say? Nityananda Prasad Sakala Samsar Adyapya Gaya Sri Chaitanya Avatara. By the mercy of Lord Nityananda, the entire world is now singing the glories of Lord Chaitanya. Nityananda Prasad Sakala Samsara. Sakala Samsara means everybody in the samsara. Sakala means sub in Bengali, Bangla. We are all samsarikas. Samsarikas. We are in the samsara chakra, Akala chakra. But now, Gaya Sri Chaitanya Avatar. Everyone's singing the glories of Lord Chaitanya. Now, what does this mean? I'm saying that this verse indicates the appearance of Srila Prabhupada and his contribution. Because Srila Prabhupada was Nityananda Shakti, Nityananda Vesh, Nityalila Prishtam Shishimad Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Dev Goswami, he explained that. And he was a realized soul, pure devotee of the Lord, most intimate follower and worshipper of Nayanamani Manjari. He wrote so many Sanskrit prayers and wrote Sanskrit prayers to Bhaktivinoda and Gaura Kishora and to his Gurudev, Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. And so many wonderful, so many realizations. He was born in a pure Vaishnava family and great devotee of the Lord. And he could see, there's such devotees that can see Trikalagya. They see past, present, and future. So he can understand that this personality has done this fantastic work. He's gone to every country to spread the glories of Lord Chaitanya. So therefore, by the mercy of Nityananda, the entire world is singing the glories of Lord Chaitanya. Srila Prabhupada was empowered by Lord Nityananda, Nityananda Shakti. And what did he do? When he went to the Western countries, he installed Gaur-Nitai. He brought Nityananda there. And that... What were the very first classes Prabhupada gave in 1966 in July? What were they? Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita and Bhagavad Gita. It's right there. Listen to the tapes. 1966 Chaitanya Charitamrita classes. And he's reading the Bengali about creation and all these technical terms. And they're all just hippies from the East Village. Prabhupada is, who is Lord Chaitanya? Oh, he's like this, paint paintings. Right from the day one, he boldly established Lord Chaitanya and the glories of Lord Chaitanya. And one of the first books he printed is Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, a whole summary of Chaitanya Charitamrita. So this is, now, and now because of Prabhupada, the entire world is seeing the glories of Lord Chaitanya. Because of Prabhupada's Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita and the vigorous preaching of ISKCON, everywhere around the world, at all the colleges and universities of every country, there are so many courses that have come up in philosophy departments and Indology. East Indian Studies, what they call it. There's some name for it. East Indian Studies or Indology, all these different, and all the major universities, they have these religious classes. And since the time of Srila Prabhupada and ISKCON from 1966 onward, everywhere they started offering classes about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the philosophy and teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the colleges, and ordered thousands and thousands of copies of Chaitanya Charitamrita and thousands of copies of teaching Lord Chaitanya. We went to so many colleges and gave classes on Lord Chaitanya, and they took, like professors, they would be teaching, using it as a textbook, teaching the Lord Chaitanya. And hundreds, probably thousands of PhD students around the world have gotten their PhDs in Gaudiya Vaishnavism. Gaudiya Vaishnavism and the teachings of Jiva Goswami, the Tattva Sandarbhas, the Rasa theology of Rupa Goswami, all about Lord Chaitanya, everything about Lord Chaitanya. This is a fact. Maybe you don't know, I know. So, and how, where did this all start? And how did this all start? With Srila Prabhupada. So therefore, by the mercy of Nityananda that Prabhupada carried, because he was Nityananda Shakti, by Nityananda's mercy, the entire world is now singing the glories of Lord Chaitanya. And Nityananda's mercy appeared in 1896 and 1966. What was that, 70 years later or so? What was it? 1966. He went and spread the mercy of Nityananda all around the world. So because of Prabhupada, Nityananda, the Se Sakala Samsara Gayatri Chaitanya Avatar. Very clear to me. This verse is so much indicating Srila Prabhupada. Because when every other sannyasi from Gaudiya Math would go anywhere in India or anywhere to preach, they would establish Mahaprabhu, a deity of Mahaprabhu and Radha and Krishna, even to this day. And they still do the same thing. Because Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati did that. So Prabhupada was something special. He went to Jhansi. He started his independent preaching mission in Jhansi. The forerunner of ISKCON is called League of Devotees. That name was caught up by the Bombay team, and they made a new chapter of that. Incorporate. So there he installed Mahaprabhu. Nadiri is in Mathura. In Keshwaji Gaudiya Math. Following that line. But that's in India. Nityananda was in India. Gauranga was in India. Now, to go for the Samsara Sakala, Sakala Samsara, then he needed that extra mercy of Nityananda. So then he went to the West and Natai. I remember once, as they started to open the preaching in Russia years ago, there was one very charitable Indian devotee, and he was donating deities for the temples and centers of Russia. Many underground temples, houses, etc., whatever, Grihastha temples, is that. So all kind of underground and illegal was coming at times. I went in a room, maybe MBT or somewhere, some guest room, and I saw about 200 deities of, little deities of, 200, 300 little deities, brass deities of Gauranga and 200 brass deities of Nityananda. Looked like a bunch of toy soldiers, hundreds and hundreds of, you know, and I said, what's all this? I mean, I never seen in one place so many, 200, six, they were like, they weren't very tall, they were about 6 inches high or so, kind of cute but small, because they had a whatever, they were like that. He said, "No, this is our army of Chaitanya army, and they're all going to different places. They're going to 200 different centers in Russia. We're establishing 200 Gornitai temples in Russia, and houses here and there everywhere like this. So this is the." Again, another wave of Prabhupada's carrying the mercy of Nityananda into Russia. The embodiment, his murti and his teachings and his mercy, and of course Prabhupada's mercy also. Hena mate Mahaprabhu Chaitanya Nitai Nilachale Vasati Karena Duipai. In this way, the two brothers, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nitai, lived in Nilachala. So tomorrow we'll hear about the secret meeting of Nityananda and Gauranga. They went to a lonely place, Nibritavas. They went to a lonely place in Ilacho, only the two of them. And that confidential, solitary setting, something very significant was spoken.